What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John, Lance, and Dell until 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9. And we take you into Charlie Polillo, a real sports show right here on ESPN 97.5. What?
No, that's actually accurate. That's accurate.
There's nothing that I said that was untrue.
All of it's accurate. I just had a guy send me I was part of a response, I guess. I miss Rich Lord and Charlie back in the early 90s. They were really quite good on 740. Early 90s, they weren't on. They didn't get to 610 together until like 95. They worked in 740 together.
740 together. Yeah. That was the first.
Every once in a while, they'd work together, but they were fill-ins.
Them and Russ Small. They did.
But it was Russ's show. It was Russ and one of them is usually how it would work. They weren't together until the very they didn't go full time together until 610.
Yeah, but they the three of them did the show together.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact construct, but he just said they were really quite good together, and Houston radio has never been the same.
That was funny because I used to listen to that show, mm-hmm. and I thought, well, you know, you could Channel 51's nice, but that would be fun to do that. Mm-hmm. And little did I know I was wrong. Mm-hmm. it was a good show. That was a good show. That was actually I wasn't here for you were here for Martini and.
Edmonds, '70s and '80s.
Right. But that to me was the first. That was the construct of the first sports shows here.
Well, yeah, that's what sports used to be. It was on news stations.
Yeah,
and you go, okay, at night we're going to do a sports show.
Right,
and that was it. What about morning? What are you talking about? We got news to do. We got
who's
going
to listen to sports in the morning?
Exactly. And we still ask that question.
Although I was at the Rockets game last night, I'm sitting there, and this woman walks up, and I swear to God, she goes, "John Granato, I love you." I was like, "Well, Allison, I love you too." I found out her name was Allison, and her husband John. Her husband bought her a radio so she could listen to us because she was listening on the show. But while she's getting ready, she listens to us. I don't know if she's up yet or what. Probably not because she was probably...
Money never sleeps. If you care about money, you have to be up. That's the way I had the great Gordon Wood at Gulf Greyhound Park once told me money never sleeps.
Well, I don't know about... Yeah, I don't... There's a lot of people I'm pretty sure Megyn Kelly's not up right now. And she's got a lot of money.
That's because money didn't sleep when she got paid.
She's got a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so Allison and John, and it was nice to meet you last night at the Rockets game, which can't fun time? Be.
Did you have a fun time at the game?
I want to tell you this. The Steve and Catino days were, I thought, as bad as it gets.
Yep.
This is so much more uninteresting. It really has peaked at the uninteresting level. We were there. We wanted to watch the game. And it was just so difficult because it was so there was absolutely no drama in it whatsoever. They are a bad basketball team. Perhaps, okay, where is this in the power rankings? The Rockets right now have to be a bottom three basketball team in the NBA.
Well, because of what they did last year, if you look at the power rankings everywhere, they're still in the 17-18. But as far as how they're playing right now, the Cavs and the Wizards, and the Cavs we expected to be bad. The Wizards and the Rockets, not so much. But the Cavs, the Wizards, and the Rockets, worst of the worst.
It's unbelievable. So Tillman is there sitting in his center court seat. Jerry Del Pratt, who runs the Golden Nugget for him, who's now a big, probably his number two guy, was sitting next to him. Mm-hmm. Not for long. Then Daryl Morey came and sat on one side, and Tad was sitting on the other, and I thought,
I've never seen that.
I've never seen that either. I thought, somebody's in trouble here, okay? And then my boy Al Rosen, who's our sheriff. No, he's our county. No, he's our, not
oh,
the sheriff.
Oh, did he...
Al is not the sheriff. He's the, what is it?
Right. But I remember dealing with him whenever.
He's the constable.
With
Al's a great
Harvey
guy. Great guy. Yeah. He was just a couple seats over. I said, you better watch because everybody there is getting fired. You better know. You better watch Tillman. He said, Tillman, unfortunately, Tillman's not my boss. The people are. The people are my boss. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Tillman,
if you
get associated with the Rockets right now, though, Al, watch yourself.
If you're Tillman if you're Daryl and Tad, you're not super excited about having to sit next to Tillman Fertitta right now. Not in the middle of another double-digit home loss. My wife said, "What did the Rockets do?" I said, "It wasn't that bad. I think they lost like 19." She goes, "What?" I said, "Well, I mean, relative to the game that we went to when they lost by like 27." I said,
"This was an improvement.
It was like 19 at home."
No. It was 20. It was 30 at one point. It was horrific.
Yeah. It is. It is going completely out of control. And it's not. And you know what? Here's the thing. We can talk about Carmelo. One guy tried to just say it's Carmelo
He's plus minus. It ain't Jeff Bezdelic either.
On the
can
court.
We stop?
Bezdelic isn't. It's not helping that he's not there, and it's not helping that Carmelo is on the court ever. He shot 2 for 12. I mean, he's. His best days are behind him. Even his best days, he wasn't a winner. He had no impact on winning at all, just like we talked about. But guess what? To reduce it to that and act like we found the solutions, that's not it. Chris isn't playing as well. Yes, you don't have James back. You were competitive last year without James Harden. You had more fight. You had more heart. You could score. You could shoot.
No, they can't shoot.
It's like they forgot how to play basketball. They're dumb. They turn it over. They don't find the men in transition defense. They don't close out shooters. There are so many issues with this team right now.
They went from Utah, 89 points, last night, 85. They missed chippies. They can't hit the bat. I saw a guy, I don't want to say who. Well, first of all, I saw Owen Daniels at the game, and he's going to come on with us next week. He has a lot of gray in his beard. Mm-hmm. Dude just retired.
I know. Well, it can go. Mine didn't get any tan. I've had gray on the side of my hair since I was in my 20s, but mine, I didn't really get it until started seeing it until like maybe 5 years ago.
Well,
if I let it grow, it will do it.
Yeah,
Lance Berkman had it too in his 30s. Yeah. I noticed that when.
Well, I guess your beard will gray before everything else.
Yeah.
So, but I was like very proud of him because he has gray like I do, and he's so young. And I had to point this out several times to him. But
What a good guy John is. Right, Dale? He just like, I pointed out several times about his gray beard and how old he looked now.
Right.
What a great guy to sit next to at a game.
Well, I mean, people think I'm hating when I say he's a trash individual, but there's your example right there. Well, and I'm surprised he didn't. Well, who was the woman who said she loved your show?
Allison.
I'm surprised you didn't immediately go, look at Allison. I'm surprised you didn't immediately start to judge Allison's worth by how good she looks.
Judge her worth.
Who says I didn't?
Well, I'm surprised you didn't bring it on the air.
That's what I mean. No, I'm not. Stop. I don't do stuff like that.
That's out of line.
I don't do stuff like that. No. The woman that was walking, I told her, the woman that was walking, I said, what about her? Does she love me? Nah, but anyway.
There you go. You just made, if you wait long enough, he'll make your point for you, Dell.
Anyway.
You just have to wait.
So Owen is gonna join us. He likes his
team. Are we
team
sure? Was this just about, were you just all drinking and he didn't know what he was saying?
Yeah, like, no. He said he wants to. Anyway, but I saw one of the Rockets guys walking out, and I said, what's going on? He said, we just can't shoot.
We just can't shoot.
Now, they have scored, like, in the last loss, 113. They lost by 20. They scored 112. They lost by 3. 124, they won. 112, they lost by 20. I mean, it's not just that they can't shoot.
It's this simple. When they're not shooting well and they're defending a little bit, when they're defending a little bit, they're not shooting at all. They're in the 80s. When they do score, they're giving up in the 130s.
Right.
I mean, how can you win?
You know, right. And there's so many misses that there's a lot of transition baskets that they're not getting back. The effort, the energy, the camaraderie, the team cohesiveness, everything is bad. Everything is bad. Now, do we think, I'm so pissed that I didn't, because I knew that they were going to get destroyed and I didn't go to mybookie.ag. I just didn't. And that's unfortunate for me before the game. But do we think that they can actually go to Brooklyn and win? I mean, Brooklyn is an horrific basketball team, but they did beat the Cavs and they did beat the Knicks. This is a battle right here. A two-win team versus a win team.
Right now, I think it is fair to say, I mean, the Rockets have to be one of the three or four worst teams in the league. There's just, you're getting beat at home by double digits every game. You're getting demolished. You're losing it in many cases by over 20. I want to see how many games they've been losing by 20 or more, how often that's happened.
Well,
that's not the sign of, like, they've had a favorable schedule and lost.
Okay, but here's...
There's no redeeming qualities right now.
None.
And they are six games in. And Carmelo, Carmelo talked about that. We've got some sound we'll play for you.
Doubles. How many times they lost by double digits?
Every game.
Four
at home,
of their five.
Every game at home.
Yeah, at LA they lost by three. Otherwise, every game has been double digits.
Yeah.
Otherwise, every loss.
Yeah, every loss has been double digits.
But
what I'm saying is it three at home or four?
It's three.
No, it's four at home.
It's four.
All four losses have been by, and not just double digits. Read the margin of loss.
19.
Yep.
Then they lost at the Clippers by three. Then 21.
Home.
Then 20. Then last night, 19.
So their average margin of defeat is 20 right now.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's about 19.7. So their average margin of defeat at home is almost 20 points. How is that not the worst?
Well, they said, and then Mike D'Antoni said last night, we got to get James back.
Well, yeah, but you got to play with some heart, protect your house.
Even with James, they were not. Of course, they've had James and Chris for two of these games all season.
Together. James has not played.
They're 1-1 in those games.
James has missed the last three, right?
They're 1-1. But that opener against New Orleans was a portent of things to come.
Well played with portent. Very well played.
Yes.
It was.
Well, you can use... Charlie Pillow's not the only one that can use big words.
But Charlie's listeners are later.
What if a Charlie listener is...
Keep it simple for Nestor and the guys in the warehouse.
They're just getting up.
They're not up.
They're not up yet. They were drunk last night. Our listeners are the ones who have been hung over or didn't go to sleep. Or are about to go to sleep.
Well, Allison and John, they might be listening right now.
You just told me they were both.
Oh, yeah, she was pretty plastered. Yeah.
Did she know you were John Granato, or did she think you
were Todd Callis? Yeah, for some reason, she just walked right up. So we were sitting in We're sitting, we're right behind the aisle, and just walked right up. Hey, I was like, hey.
It's Haggard Todd Todd Callis.
Haggard Todd Callis.
It's Todd Callis.
That's
who's been in some ring
who
wars.
Who said I'm haggard?
That's what he just said.
That's what Allison said in her mind.
No, she didn't.
Is that Haggard Todd Callis looking?
Todd Callis just out of a stint of rehab. Look, he's at the Rockets game.
That's not true. Todd Callis is not going to rehab.
No, okay. You're the version of Todd. We know that. You're the version of Todd Callis who gets out of rehab.
Let me know next time y'all are going to Rockets game. I'll get you in the ball at AF Lexus Lounge. No big deal.
He went one time with Sean.
You were there once.
They had Wallace's stuff. Jackie almost had his wife taken by the guy behind her. She was like, she kept talking to him, and I was like, oh my God, Jackie's about to lose his wife for the night. It's about to be bad. And he was handsome. Like, his wife was gone.
Yeah.
And then luckily, that guy started talking to Sean, and like, I was like, ooh, Amy, you're about to lose Sean. There's about to be.
So wait a minute.
Yeah.
So after he was going after Jackie's wife, he went after Sean? You think the
It looked that way. It was the only thing that kept Jackie's wife right there with Jackie. Is like he turned his attention elsewhere.
Oh, thank God. Sean saved
And he
the
was
day.
Good looking. And Jackie, I saw Jackie as Texan. He never saw me. It was great. And he kept one of our listeners, and he kept saying, I just kept saying, listen, this doesn't look good for you. Any second, he went to go get a drink. I said, your wife just walked up the stairs with this guy. He's gone, basically. they're gone. So, you know, he's like, could I crash at your house? Like, no. You hadn't heard me talk about the kid thing? No. Just wait outside the hotel room with them, and when they're
we've
done,
got a front
you can
doormat.
Get back.
You can sleep. You can sleep there.
Yeah.
All right.
Carmelo Anthony is that tiki doll that Bobby Brady found in Hawaii that brought all the bad luck.
Oh my
says
God.
Rick.
Oh my
he
God.
He is every we, organization kinda. He goes to, but this is not all on Carmelo though. But he was also not a panacea.
All right.
And either is Jimmy Butler, by the way. But now they were really
I'm not
too desperate.
I'm not sure if Tillman doesn't need HRMP right now. You want to know the truth?
No. Oh, what?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. No. Some people.
Stop it.
Somebody needs to get fired on that floor. I'm not saying the guys next to him. I'm talking about the guys on the floor. He needs to fire some people, okay? And if you need to fire somebody, that's what HRMP is here for. HRMP will do that. But they do so much more. Actually, they're going to one of our clients. They're actually going to go today. Yeah, if you need it, yeah.
Will they really?
Yeah, really.
Like that show with the, Who was it that goes in and would just fly around and just go fire people? It was George Clooney, would just go around firing people.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Did he work for HRP?
It's like, I don't think it's like that. It's like if you have an HR problem and somebody needs to come in and take care of the business, they take care of the business. That's HR.
Yeah.
So, and you don't have a big enough business or whatever to have an HR department. Well, you got an HR department. Here's the deal. You got a payroll department. You got an HR department. You got a benefits department. You got an insurance department. You've got an Obamacare department. You've got a tax department. You got everything with HRMP. As a matter of fact, Kevin, who I saw last night at the game, as a matter of fact, he is going to go to one of our clients today, and he's going to, you know, get that business today. All right. And here's the deal: is this is the perfect time if you're looking to transition to another payroll company. Perfect time because you can do it at the beginning of the year. And it is seamless. Now's the time if you want to call and transition over to HRMP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, I don't have a whole lot of answers for you right now. We'll look and we'll fight it. But just been not making shots, not making foul shots, not making layups. And last year we did.
Whoa. Wow. Whoa. Did you hear that? Lance is dropping ugly words on there. He's acting like his wife right now.
Well, the people heard Mike D'Antoni.
I'm sorry. What is happening on ESPN right now with Dominic Foxworth?
I don't know. Why does he have that on?
He has hair that he is not supposed to. He is appropriating our hair.
Okay. Why doesn't he just put on whiteface?
This is not,
is that okay to have that hair
on Halloween?
Yeah. No, never.
No.
You're not supposed to wear our hair.
You can't appropriate. Yeah, that's our hair.
There's Pat McAfee right there.
Not appropriate. Oh,
although it does feel like
snitch-ass Pat McAfee.
It does feel like that he just is wearing something like Catwick. Every once in a while, when you're watching a show, you'll see a pimp.
He could be
kind of hair.
Yeah, that's true.
He could be in the Temptations.
He's still appropriating.
Yeah, he is.
Yes. He is.
Neither of you have that hair,
Dominic Foxworth. Yeah, but other people do.
So but if a white guy has cornrows, what happens? Appropriating?
He starts at quarterback at a FCS school
for that one. All right. So, what are the odds that the Rockets ever get back to 500 this year? I mean, it's early, right?
It is early. So they're a better team than this, but
minus five right now, and no sign of being even close to winning.
They're 1-5 or They're 1-5 right now. They're minus four.
Well, yeah, I guess they're minus four. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. They're 1-5.
James is not supposed to play on Friday.
No. So will they be 1-6? Will they lose to Brooklyn? If they lose to Brooklyn, that's a bad basketball team.
Where is it?
At Brooklyn.
Yeah, probably. I mean, they did beat the Rockets, but the Lakers aren't good.
Will the Rockets be a favorite?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Ooh. I mean, when are they going to catch up?
I think the Rockets will be a small
favorite. The Rockets were a favorite last night. Was that the easiest money ever?
Somebody is making a killing because they're riding at it. Because at some point, these numbers are going to get adjusted, and you're not going to get
the
value.
The only game that the Rockets covered this year was the second game of the year against the Lakers. That was it.
Yeah.
That was the only game that they've covered this year.
Wow.
So you would be making a lot of money right now.
So do they, but forget the money for a second. Can they get back to 500? I mean, they can.
They can.
I'm asking you, will they?
Will they? Will they get back to 500 this year?
Dale, if I gave you $500,
so
you got to bet it on yes or no.
So what you're saying is this is a lottery team right now.
Well, yeah, obviously it's a lottery team right now.
But we're six games in. This is how the Texans started too, right? This was brought to my attention. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Isn't this how the Texans started?
It's eight games. Let's slow down. 8 games is 10% of the season, right?
Right.
We're not even at 10% of the season. In football, 2 games is more than 10% of the season.
Yeah, 3 games. They were 0-3.
3 games is almost 20% of the season.
Yeah.
That's why there's such a low percentage of teams who make the playoffs or win the division. If the Texans do what they're on course to do, they are really, really bucking the trend.
Yes. What was it? 2%.
It was 2% and less than that to win a division.
That didn't take into account the AFC South.
Well, but it doesn't have to because it's happened historically many, many different times, and people didn't come back. And I'm sure some of those divisions weren't very good. But usually if you start off 0-3, there's a concern that you're not a very good team. For the Texans, the pieces were all in place. There were no major, major losses that you didn't expect. We haven't hit on – Dell, let's get the Demaryius Thomas sound ready. The big news, beside the Rockets being terrible, is the Houston Texans added – a wide receiver yesterday in the trade deadline.
What happened?
Demaryius Thomas from the Denver Broncos traded to the Houston Texans. They added a fourth, or they gave up a fourth round pick and a seventh round pick. Now Demaryius Thomas has over $17 million that's due him next year. It's highly unlikely that the Texans will take on that contract. I would imagine by giving up a fourth rounder, that does not feel like a rental. That feels like at least doing a 3-year, redoing his deal to make it more cap friendly, maybe giving him more guaranteed money over 2 years. And then the third year, maybe they get out of. Demaryius Thomas is 30 right now, will be 31. So he's not a young guy. But the Texans added a much needed piece. They added a guy who can, he's not a guy that gets open a lot right now, like underneath, but he's vertical. They keep him outside. He does the things you want for this offense to do. And I do think by giving up a fourth rounder and obviously a seventh, but especially a fourth, I think that shows that they're not in it for a 1-year rental. I think they have plans on potentially adding him as a safety net for next year, too.
You would think and hope that they've already talked to him about that.
Yeah. Now, if they didn't, I give him credit for taking a shot with the fourth. I don't know that I would have for just a rental, but they know that they've got a good chance to win this division. But they also know they are really light. Look, Kiki QT, you can't even keep him on the field. Will Fuller, you can't keep him on the field. To me, this is a move where you say, hey, not only are we making a move for this year, we can't really trust these other two guys.
And we may have to just say, hey, Kiki and Will Fuller, you guys are going to fight it out over the slot position next year because we don't know what's going
on. Well, and here's the deal. You hope that he likes it here. First of all, you got an out because there's zero cap money if you cut him after this year. Zero cap money. It's a $14 million. He's got a deal for $14 million next year, but you can cut him and walk away with zero cap, with zero dead cap. I think you're right. You a couple of years. He's not getting $14 million next year. He's just not. That's just not happening.
No, he's not the same player.
No. And that was being paid to Denver for what he had done in the past. They weren't going to keep him at $14 million. This was his. They've got an out, no zero cap money if they fire him. So is now. I think yesterday when I saw this, I said, "Congrats! You know what? Nice job, Brian Gain." I thought maybe, and I forgot to ask you this question during the show: will they pull the trigger? Is Brian Gain ready at this stage of his general manager career, ready to do a deal to help this football team? Or will he shy away because he's going to be gun shy and not want to give up? After watching what Rick did with the Brock and giving up the first rounder as well, will he not want to give away draft picks to help this football team today? Big ups to Brian Gain. Especially after you watched what Jerry Jones did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and Golden Tate, a third rounder, he said, nah, you know what, third rounder's too much.
Amari Stoudemire, whose top velocity has gone from 20. Stoudemire would have been an even worse addition. Amari Cooper, whose top speed went from 21 miles an hour 2 years ago to 19 this year. He's not even hitting 20. His speed has dropped way off. And you just gave up a first rounder for that guy. I don't even know if Jerry was trying. Honestly, I think he's just working off of, well, he's a name guy and he was a first round pick and we got to.
Alabama.
You know, he's Alabama and we got to get Alabama.
When did
he
become Uncle Drayton?
Well, that's what Atsus said. This is how he talks. I'm not doing it like this. Well, he will sell. Can we put his face on a duck? Can we get a celebrity duck going for Amari Cooper?
No.
We need an Amari.
Where's Stoudemire?
I mean, Amari Cooper giving up a first is just crazy. As you saw, Golden Tate went for a third. Demaryius Thomas went for a fourth.
Now, Cooper is the youngest of them, so.
That's great. Yeah. And he's also been ineffective.
Yeah, right.
For the last 2 years.
Did Jerry say we need an Amari like he said this?
I'm all about that glory hole.
Well.
I knew you were going to say that.
Did he? Is that the same
way?
We found out that
glory hole is a comment meaning that's when you hit a gusher, an oil well. That's what it's called. I had never heard that before, so Jerry's comment.
Jerry's an oil man.
Yeah.
Okay. Jerry likes the glory hole. Okay.
I'm all about that glory hole. We are both oil.
Is Jerry saying it there?
Yeah.
Or someone else saying
pretty much
it?
Pretty much Jerry.
No, Jerry. That sounded like Jerry to me. I'm all about that glory hole.
Well, I like
Listen to Jerry say that. That's amazing.
720. I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong. Well, and that's exactly the point here, Del. How are you brushing your teeth?
We'll get to Amari. We'll get to Demaryius talk later. John, tell people how to brush their teeth.
No, Quip tells you how to brush your teeth. Okay, not me. I'm just here. I'm just acting as a Quip spokesman
John
here.
John can't tell anyone. You heard him.
I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong.
He wasn't brushing his teeth correctly.
You're right about that. And you're all, and everyone in their car right now, you're brushing your teeth wrong. Okay, there I said it. How about if you please do me one favor, brush your teeth right, okay? And you can't do it right unless you have the pulsating action of a Quip toothbrush. No, this is really the best toothbrush that I've ever owned. And I don't know how many toothbrushes I've ever evaluated in my life. It really is really that is low. But once you get the Quip toothbrush, you're like, oh, this is really cool. This is actually a really good toothbrush. And I don't know how to put this, okay? Because you get the toothpaste and it kind of foams in your mouth, you know, that way. If you brush your teeth long enough, it's got that foaming action, which is really, really good. I'm not saying that, Del. Don't shake your head, okay? Stop already. This is real. This is important. So if you're looking to brush your teeth correctly, it's Quip. Getquip.com/ESPN975. It's the best. And then I want you to send me a video of you brushing your teeth. GetQuip.com/ESPN975. Brush your teeth right with Quip. That's it.
I know it means a lot to have guys like those guys, significant players that's making a lot of plays on the team and big for this organization, to be excited about me to come to join the team. And, I'm excited. I look forward to it. I'm ready to get to work and try to put a piece together to be a part of this team to, get to the championship.
I like that. I like his voice.
It's Demaryius Thomas. He sounds rough.
He does. I'm ready to get to work. I don't hear him. I like him.
He's not Ed Ogeron.
He kind of is. Listen to him.
I kind of like Ed Ogeron.
Listen to him.
You know, it means a lot to have guys like those guys, significant guys, making a lot of plays.
That's Ed Reed.
Well, no, don't.
There's a team I played in the defense in the back.
Shut your filthy whore mouth, Ed Reed.
I don't think
he
sounds like Ed Reed. I think he sounds like Amon Green.
Amon, shut. What the? Don't. What the?
You're not supposed to bring up Amon's
name. Or Ed Reed.
Ed Reed. But Coach Ed Reed, my favorite is when he'd have a placard, he'd have like play tucked into his pants like, "Hey, Coach Ed Reed, when are you going to be out on the field?
How about
actually playing?
Man, I'm so mad. They wouldn't let me play. And Wade Phillips,
like, you couldn't play, Ed Reed. Ed Reed just always had that, like, he remember when he lost money because he had it in a trash bag in the front seat of his car and someone took it? Why did you just have money in your seat?
Why are you pocket watching? Let that man carry his money.
I'm not pocket watching. I'm wondering why he's upset. Somebody took my money. Where was it? In a trash bag in the front seat.
And I'm sure Ed Reed would wonder why you leave your shoes on top of your truck and pull away. We all got our
points. I did that once. I feel like Ed's done this multiple times.
I feel like you've done that like 10 times.
No, not
times
on top of my own.
Ed
top
Reed
my
would wonder why
once.
You had to come to work in golf spikes.
Dude, Ed Reed had money in a trash bag. That's the most homeless man thing, except the money part.
Well, and did he not look?
Ed is like a crazy, demented millionaire. It's
not
like
anymore.
Howard
he's
Hughes.
Up. He's cleaned up since his Texas days.
I guess.
He's shaved.
Why, when he was playing for the Texans, did we get homeless Ed Reed? Like, I don't even know where I'm supposed to be going.
Maybe
like, why is Ed Reed doing this?
Doesn't Floyd Mayweather carry all his money in a backpack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever he's going to go bet it.
Maybe Ed Reed was going to the.
In.
Maybe Ed Reed was going to a club.
Now, it's possible.
That is possible.
So you have Demaryius.
He wasn't playing football.
You have Demaryius Thomas, and I did like it. I do like it. Broncos fans will tell you he's washed. Usually the fans who are getting a player like that player a lot more than the fans who are giving him up. Demaryius Thomas is not the same player that you once remembered. He just is not. He's not the same guy. He's not going to get open as much. But what he does, though, is specific to what the Texans need, which is a big target. He's terrible hands.
Yeah. He's led the last 6 years. He's been a top 10 pass dropper in the league.
Every year.
Every year.
Bad hands. So get used to seeing old Will Fuller.
That's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to bother some people.
That is going to bother a lot of people.
It's going to bother some people. But what he does bring to the table is he can still run vertically. He can still, as a big target, can cause some problems. You got big wide receivers now. With DeAndre Hopkins and Demaryius Thomas, you got big wide receivers. Now, this Kiki Coutine not being able to stay on the field thing, this is really already just annoying me to no end. Because that is a big piece of what the Texans need, is that guy in the middle to wreak havoc against anyone who's on him. But I really like this. Demaryius Thomas will get after you as a blocker, should help the running game on the outside. Although, I do want to give credit to Will Fuller. I paid specific attention to how Will Fuller would do in the run game. Will actually did a decent job this year.
He
really would. He'd get in there and engage. But Demaryius is bigger.
He got stronger.
He's stronger.
Yeah.
He's going to be a better run blocker.
But he ain't Andre. I mean, I heard yesterday one former player saying, hey, he could be, he's
that
he's
was
got
a comparison
kind of,
I thought 3 or 4 years ago.
Early Andre in his career. Yeah. But he wasn't. He's never been as physical as Andre. He's never been that physical.
No.
I mean, Andre would beat the snot out of you if you were an a-hole defensive back. Demaryius Thomas is, the team is finally in good hands. They're making smart football decisions. Finally, they're doing things the right way. They had a need. They didn't give up too much. They still got everything ahead of them. I think this invigorates the fan base because you lose Will Fuller and you're like, oh, what, Vincent Smith? You bring in Bryce Butler, Sammy Coates, really? No, we're going to go out and get somebody.
Yeah.
We feel like we're a good football team and we're going to bolster this football team. And they did it without destroying their future. Unlike the Dallas Cowboys, which you just go, if you're a Cowboy fan, you're like, really? A first freaking rounder? Really, Jerry? For a guy that hasn't played? And then you see what the other teams are doing, what smart football teams are doing. I really feel like this team, I was really, and I wanted to ask you yesterday, did you think Brian Gain would be able to do this?
Yeah.
Do you feel good about Brian Gain?
Yeah, I have felt good about him. I mean, he's got to prove me wrong. I don't go in. I honestly give people chances when they start. There's no reason not to give a guy a chance. I want to see what everybody can do. And what I felt good about was talking to him and understanding and talking to him on the sideline at the Senior Bowl and then the flight coming back from the Senior Bowl or combine. Nah, it was Senior Bowl. You know, I just try to get a feel for what he's looking for, and he said standards. We got to have standards on this team. And what he means by standards are players at certain positions have certain physical standards. He said we got to get faster and improve team speed. It was clear Brian Gain knew exactly what needed to happen. I was in total agreement because it's obvious. But every other NFL team likes to have physical standards. They like to have speed standards. Now, the question now becomes, how do you evaluate and pick talent? Obviously, I had Justin Reed as a top 20 player in the draft. They got him in the third round. I obviously like that pick a lot. I like the Kiki QT pick. Not as much on Jordan Akins. Because I've graded, I think, all these guys.
No, Jordan Thomas is actually becoming the guy.
Jordan Thomas, I thought, because I said he'll have to move to tight end, and I had no tape of him playing tight end.
Yeah.
I have been very, very pleased with how he's. What happened is they went in a workout, I'm guessing, and they said, let's put him through a workout and see how he does when he's at point of attack. Let's give him a
look.
And
what do you got to lose, a seventh rounder?
And he is.
What is he, sixth or seventh? What was he, seventh?
Oh, he's a sixth. And they've got him as a wide tight end, meaning a tight end that has to do some blocking.
Yeah.
You know, they got him in there doing some blocking right now for real against real players. I mean, I think he's been a really, really interesting pick.
So let's do this.
He's been better than Jordan Akins.
So let's do this then. Rank the general managers in this city right now.
I think it goes.
Let's see what Thunderstick says to say here.
I think it still goes.
Want to see
Maury, Lano, and Gain. I don't think it's changed any because of the first five games of a six.
I just wanted to see. It's a.
Or Lano, Maury, Gain. I mean, you can do it however you want to. I'm going off body of work. I obviously like Jeff Leno a lot, too. I think two of them are really good, and one's got to prove himself. It's no different than anything else. I'm not a guy who's going to jump off like, he's a really bad GM because they're off to a bad start.
Well, Manny is.
James,
Manny
hates Maury.
Manny is just waiting every game. He wants the Rockets to lose so bad so he can yay, I won. Rockets have a bad GM. No, you were never going to win. That's not the right take at all. And as soon as, if Maury ever gets fired, he'll be snapped up by another team right away and have success with them. We're in such a rush to always change everything all the time. And it's always about one player. You're always one player away or you're one move away. If we just fire this coach, for sure this team will be good. Like, no, that's usually not how it works. That's why this Rockets team, if they just get Melo off the floor, if they just wouldn't have lost Jeff Bizdelic, come on, there's lots of problems here to go around. They're not one player. When James is back, everything will be fine. No, it won't.
No, it won't.
No, it won't. Are y'all not watching? Here. This is not, you're not one player away. There's several issues at play here with the Rockets.
Have you, now, like you said, it's six games in. Has any offseason acquisition so far been like a positive for the Rockets?
Well, I mean, Ennis has had some injury issues. And, I mean, Hartenstein is just a guy. Carmelo is, to me, past his prime. I was not a fan. Like, Daryl knows I wasn't a fan. I wrote an article about when Steve Francis 2.0 came, and he referenced that. A couple of years ago, he goes, well, you were right on that one at least. And I said, yeah, because I said that, you know, I was wrong on Chris Paul and I was wrong on Mike D'Antoni. I mean, Mike D'Antoni has been a good coach for them. I was wrong about that. But
The Melo thing, I was very, very certain about. He is a loser.
No,
and I don't, you know, and I don't mean that in a personal sense. I mean he doesn't have any impact on winning for anybody, and he's at the back end of his career.
If I'm him, I take it personally.
Oh, I mean, when you just called me a loser?
You just called me a loser?
Well, I mean, well,
And I say that in the nicest possible
yeah.
way.
Yeah, no, I mean that on the court.
No offense. You hey, needed to hey,
I mean
with,
that on the court.
With all due respect to everyone. Yeah. everyone.
That's what you did to Carmelo.
With all due respect.
Look. He has no impact on winning. None.
Well, people, you called him a
loser.
It's
just the simpletons that like to say, Hoodie Melo, what about the Olympics?
This is,
keep on saying stuff this, like that.
Melo is all these people calling for Dez Bryant. Okay? Mm-hmm. Right?
Same thing.
Stop.
Are you deserts? Are y'all done now, right? I mean, three teams, everyone's like, first rounder for Amari Cooper, a fourth rounder for Demaryius Thomas, a third rounder for Golden Tate. Wait, you guys know Tate's a free agent next year, and Demaryius, you might be renting these guys. We don't care. What about Dez is free off the bench? No! Off the streets. No Dez. No Dez. Nobody wants Dez. Nobody in football wants Dez. Teams who are desperate for wide receivers, they would rather give up draft picks on rentals than take on Dez. A-hole and can't get open ever. Dez is done. Stop begging for Dez.
No.
Nobody in football wants him.
No.
Nobody.
Melo is Dez now.
The Cleveland Browns brought him in like, we're good. We're good.
All right.
Wow, Melo is Dez.
Melo is Dez.
That is way worse than what I said, Del.
No, you called him a loser.
Yeah, yeah, but I said not in the game of life.
No, yeah.
I just said in the game of basketball right now.
Which is pretty the much loser's his entire life right now.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, you know.
That's his life.
Try to get with the Warriors. Like, that's the only thing I can think of.
You want to put, you want to trade Melo to the Warriors.
Man. I'd be open to the discussion if they are looking for a mid-range shooter that can really help them off the bench.
Then who would go 2-for-12 for the Rockets?
Eric Gordon would do it. They got guys right now, Del.
I was setting up my own joke.
All right, why don't you talk about Craig DeSerf putting people in cars?
Craig DeSerf, man. I'm a big fan of the way he treats people. This is why I have no problem telling people to go see Craig DeSerf. And, you know, I know people who handle a lot of Carlos Correa's marketing stuff, and they said, we need a car place for Carlos Correa's parents. I said, why don't you go see my friend Craig DeSerf at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC? And then that ended up being an easy sell because you got Jose Altuve who gets his trucks over there. You got Brock Amonte off the bench. You've got a lot of guys. Josh Reddick went and got his over there. There are a lot of the Astros who are going over and getting their vehicles from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. And the reason is the same reason for you guys. I know you're not going to believe this, but they want great prices. They want customer service. And even out in Angleton, where Craig DeSerf is at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Yes, the overhead's lower, so they're going to give you top dollar for your trade-in value. They're going to be able to get to the lowest price possible much quicker than anyone here in Houston with this ridiculous overhead. But you know, at the end of the day, whether you're getting a GMC Chevy pickup truck, I mean a Chevy Silverado or a GMC Yukon, or you're getting the Buick Enclave, it really doesn't matter what vehicle you're getting. They will make sure that your customer service is something that no one else can touch. If it means driving papers for you to sign into Houston, they'll do it. If it means coming into Houston to get your car for work to be done, they'll do it. They'll go out of the way to make sure that not only your sales experience is top-notch, but the entire car owning experience is exactly what you want it to be, including the buying. LanceZCars.com to see their entire inventory. LanceZCars.com. I don't know if Maddie is listening right now in the car. She might be.
Maddie.
This is the.
She's going to be a shark today.
She's going to be a shark, yeah.
She's been Ruth Langmore?
Last year,
she was Ruth Langmore?
From Ozark, yeah.
And she liked it too, right? Didn't you send out a tweet?
She actually wasn't too happy about that picture. I let her dress up whatever she wanted.
No. Ruth Langmore liked it.
Oh, she loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. On Instagram, she loved it. You know who else loved it?
I'm having a seizure. Can you please turn that off?
Nope.
No.
The one who liked
it. No, Ian.
I dressed my daughter. Have you ever seen her as Veep, as Julia Louise Dreyfus?
You had Madi as...
Yeah, as I'll show you a picture. And then my son Alec was Jonah when he had longer hair. It was actually maybe one of my best costumes and no one...
Jonah?
Jonah is on Veep. He's one of the Timothy Allen Simmons, or Timothy Simmons, I think his name is.
Yeah.
And he loved it. She's like, oh my God, do you let your daughter... I hope you don't let your daughter watch. Julia Louise Dreyfus said this on Twitter. I'm like... No, I don't let my daughter watch Veep.
No.
I just dressed her up. And I said, make a mad face. And she was only about three at the time, maybe two, I don't know. And says three.
How could she watch Julia Louise Dreyfus? How is a three-year-old watching Veep?
The happy, I know, exactly.
Well, she wouldn't understand it anyway.
The happiest anyone's been is I dressed my son up as Red Reddington from The Blacklist.
Yeah.
And it was a really good outfit, and he took pictures. Like, Snacks was just really good at taking these pictures. He was really in character, and I posted it on Instagram, and I don't know her name. Somehow the costume designer saw it and went bananas and was tagging everyone with it. She said, oh my God, those are the same kind of, those are whatever sunglasses, which obviously they're not, but I did do as much research as I could about what he wore. And she thought it was the best costume. Like, she was so excited that I dressed my kid up as Red Reddington. And actually, I think he did go in Halloween. He did go out. I dressed Ron Swanson. Mason was Ron Swanson. And that was a good one. And Mason was upset he didn't go as viral as he wanted to go. I'm sorry. I dressed up the other kids as meth dealers. That's going to win.
Meth always wins.
You're not going to win that one. Although, his baby Don Draper was.
Because you have a big West Virginia following. Meth is always going to win. People love you in West Virginia.
They love me in West Virginia.
Curtis wants to talk about Baby Shark.
Okay. Somebody's got to explain to you. I just want to know whose idea was it to play that song?
That's Del.
Whose idea was it to play that song, Joe?
It was Lance's idea.
Actually, it was my idea. It was my idea. You got to play Baby Shark because Madi's going to be a shark today, Curtis.
All right, guys. You know, I got a long drive to work every day. I have a 13-month at home. You know, that song gets a lot of airplay in our house. As you can tell, I'm a little rattled right now. Unfortunately, that song takes 6 hours to get out of your head once you hear it.
I'm sorry, Curtis, what were you saying?
We can't hear you, Curtis. Baby Shark
was not really what you want to hear from your vocal cords. Yeah. So.
We couldn't hear you.
Curtis, I can't hear you, Curtis. Let's go. Curtis, I can't hear you.
Okay, this is sport. Please, for the love of humanity, please.
Curtis, we can't. There are sharks. I can't hear you.
Curtis is. Ian's having a seizure right now. Okay. Guess what? Deal with it.
It's the end. Thank
you. Deal with it.
Thank God. It's the end of Baby Shark.
That's it. Dun, dun, dun. It gets dark. Baby Shark gets dark.
Yeah, it's at the end. Let's go hunt, doo-doo.
Let's go kill fish.
Yeah, the fish are like, oh, no.
Holy crap. Look out. The sharks are coming.
I know it's all cute that they're singing, but they're still sharks.
Yeah.
And they're trying to kill us.
Yeah. We got dark after the game. We went over to China Garden, and big ups to Carol. And we went after. And I got kind of dark. We were guessing who was going to die first. Okay. It was me, my buddy Chad, Justin from Black Horse, and Alonzo. And we were playing who's going to die in what order. And Carol. Carol ended up last. She's going to die last because she's Chinese. Yeah. Those people live long. I know. I'm part of the community. I get calls from the bank. You want to hear my call from the bank?
I don't want to. This whole thing's making me nervous.
Why is it making you nervous? What's here? I'm going to show you. I'm Chinese.
Welcome to Bank of America. This is a notice from the Chinese World Department.
See?
Start recording now. 您名下业务出现了异常。
These are the calls I get.
Can I just go to Lanny? You're making me so nervous all
Why?
The time.
Why? That's the call.
It was a call.
He didn't make a comment on it.
No.
He just got a call.
Part of the community.
He's not part of the community, though, Dale.
Do you get calls?
You gonna let that
do
go?
You get Chinese calls? No, I do.
I mean, I'm not
allowed. I never claim to be part of the community.
Well, if they have, they said, welcome to our community, then he's part of the community. I don't know his backstory. Have they welcomed you into the community?
Yes, of course they welcomed me into the community.
Is it when you
who is they?
Is it when
those people?
Is it when the guy told you his name? You said whatever, or was it before that? When Kevin told you his name, you said, "Oh, okay, whatever."
Whatever. Your name. Yeah, your name's Kevin, right?
Was it then that they welcomed you?
Crap, kid. That's what about they, I'm Bill Advisor?
Sure. I'm pretty sure that's when they welcomed me.
Can I talk about Bill Advisor? Are you guys okay with me getting to people saving money?
Man, I have no clue how I'm going to follow the last 10 minutes, guys.
I'm not asking. We're not asking. From Baby Shark to everything else that just took place, you don't have to do that. But you do have a very distinct job. Your job is to save people money. And one of the big savings that we're seeing this week, a lot of them, pretty much all of them I'm seeing on this week's list, come from homeowners insurance. That's a really big one. I've been talking about that a lot because you guys made a change about a year ago. And so if people tried to text money to 232323 and find out what their homeowners insurance would be, they should do it again because you guys are really saving people big money.
No, there's no question. Look, and the reason we're saving people money is the same reason we save money when we talk about every week on Bill Advisor. It's one of those overlooked bills for many people. It goes into your escrow account, so you just pay it every month. You just move on. You don't even see the bill on this one. Then the renewal comes, okay, stick it in the filing cabinet, move on. There's real savings here. We're saving people hundreds, if not thousands, on their home insurance really consistently.
You know, just real quick, I'm kind of curious about this. When you guys also do car insurance as well, do you, a lot of people think, well, only if I get bundles, that's where the big savings is. You guys are finding that you're able to do it individually on both those sides, aren't you?
No, that's exactly right. And look, and it's the exact same reason we're just talking about. Most people in the city, and this is a state data, have the big four insurance carriers, right? And you may have one of your policies is astronomical, the other one's astronomical, but then they give you a bundle discount. It makes it look a little bit better. But we break bundles here all the time and split those things up, and you get just real savings all over the map. It's quite confounding almost that people have just stuck to paying more money over time.
It really is. Guys, please care more about your money and put your money back in your pocket. I can't even believe I have to tell you more than one time about this. For real, text money to 232323 and find out what Bill Advisor can do for you on home or auto insurance. It's money to 232323. Or you know what? For all their services, just go to BillAdvisor.com. Thanks, Lanny.
Hey, bud. Be good.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.